This is KBIA's primary election coverage. I'm Scott Pham. Voters in mid-Missouri determined which candidates will be on the November ballot for a number of local, county, and statewide offices. KBIA reporters tracked the results and spoke to the candidates and their supporters.
Yay!
I'm Christopher Husted in Columbia at the Stony Creek Inn, where Republican spirits began sky high, then turned uneasy, and ended up tumbling down. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler began the night by easily coasting to a win in the Republican primary for U.S. District 4.
And I look forward to working with you and serving you and representing you in Washington. Thank you so much.
Hartzler will face Cass County prosecutor and Democrat Teresa Hensley in November in the newly redrawn District 4, which now includes all of Boone County.
35% of the district is new people, and so I'm going to be here as much as possible meeting the new district and sharing with them my background and common sense ideas that we need to implement in Washington.
Also watching results was Boone County Commission hopeful Lance Robbins. When 40% of the precincts were reporting, Robbins, a first-time politician, held a marginal lead against his opponent, Dan Borman. But as the final precincts reported, the margin closed, and Robbins lost by 59 votes. Robbins, a sergeant in the Boone County Sheriff's Department, says he's going to focus on being a dad for now.
It might be better for me just to get behind who is the winner of this race and try to make sure that we work together for a better future for everybody.
I'm John Ingram in Centralia. Don Borman kept his watch party small, gathering at a friend's house with his family and a few supporters. Borman stayed calm throughout the nail-biting poll announcements.
There's nothing you can do about it at this point, so the only thing you can do is wait for the final results to come in. So I don't get too excited until the final results were announced.
With the win, Borman will go up against Democratic nominee Janet Thompson. Borman knows he has his work cut out for him in order to win in November.
I've met her. I don't have any problem with her. I mean, I respect her. She obviously ran a very good campaign. She won very handily. It's going to be a tough race.
Borman says he plans to start his campaign for November soon.
I'm Raymond Tungakar in Columbia. Democratic candidate Janet Thompson won her party's nomination in the Boone County Commissioner race. She defeated three other Democrats vying for the Northern District Commission seat. Thompson took an early lead, finishing the evening with nearly 50% of the vote. Surrounded by supporters at Broadway Brewery, Thompson says she was honored that the citizens of Boone County spoke so loudly in her favor during the primary.
You know, I figured it was wide open because there were a lot of wonderful candidates and all of them offered a lot to Boone County.
Looking forward to November, she says her plan is to continue speaking with Boone County residents.
And I hope that there will be less heat so I can go out and meet more people and, again, find out what it is that resonates with them.
At the Upper Crest Bakery and Cafe, the atmosphere was more muted. Democratic candidate Darren Fugit came in second place with 31% of the vote. He says he's satisfied with how he conducted his campaign.
Did all I could do, went, did some door-to-door. You know, there's all you can do is all you can do.
Candidates O.J. Stone and Brian Dollar received 14% and 5% of the vote, respectively.
I'm Matt Evans in Rocheport. A two-guitar band featuring John Wright's uncle played into the night at the Rocheport General Store as Wright beat out Nancy Copenhaver to win the Democratic nomination for State House District 47. Wright took 64% of the votes in the primary. He'll now face off against Republican Mitch Richards in November, who was unopposed in the primary. Wright says he will continue his positive campaign in the general election.
I'm looking forward to meeting him and looking forward to a good dialogue through the fall.
The group of more than 50 people erupted in applause after results crawled across the ticker of the TV screen. Several current lawmakers showed their support, including State Representatives Stephen Weber and Mary Still. Still says Wright is an up-and-coming politician with a bright future.
John Wright is a young man with a lot of promise, very helpful to the Democrat Party, and we are witnessing a future star here.
The newly drawn 47th district includes parts of western Boone County, eastern Howard County, northern Cooper County, and southern Randolph County.
I'm Ryan Famuliner in Columbia. A 29-year-old newcomer to politics is the Republican nominee for the newly drawn 44th State House District. Caleb Rowden got 41% of the vote in the four-way race for the seat, which will represent Columbia's 3rd Ward and most of northeast Boone County. Rowden says economic development would be one of his main concerns as a legislator.
The government doesn't necessarily create jobs, but they can create the foundation, you know, stable footing for the people of Missouri, and in my case, the people of 44th District, to be able to work and create and innovate and work hard and be rewarded for it.
One of the Republican candidates Rowden defeated was Dennis Smith, a former state senator.
We campaigned on the reality that, you know, I'm not a typical candidate, a 29-year-old ex rock musician, you know, jumping into the political array, you know, isn't a story that you hear every day, but I think people are ready for something different.
Rowden will face another established politician in November, Democrat Ken Jacobs, who ran unopposed in the primary.
Appreciate all my supporters out there. Thank you.
I'm Abby Fenter-Swanson in Rolla. About 24 Sarah Steelman supporters gathered last night at Alex's Pizza Palace, a favorite local hangout in Rolla. They hoped she would win the Republican U.S. Senate nomination. But just after 10, Steelman conceded and threw her support behind U.S. Representative Todd Akin. She said one plus to losing would be catching up on life at home.
I haven't been home hardly any at all, so I got a lot of catching up to do. A lot of laundry. I don't think there's been food in the house for weeks.
Akin will face Claire McCaskill in November. Although Steelman says she will do what she can to support Akin, her fans say they aren't sure if they will join her in backing Akin or not.
I'm Kelly Catraba in Rolla. Missouri voters voiced their support for Amendment 2 yesterday. About 80% voted in favor of the measure known as the Right to Pray Amendment, which advocates say reinforces freedom of religion. Republican Sarah Steelman, who conceded the Senate race last night, voted
because,
yes.
Of course, we have that protection in the First Amendment of our United States Constitution, but there's been lots and lots of legal cases where that's been challenged, and I think this just gives another protection to people in Missouri.
Passing Amendment 2 means government officials can call on clergy to pray before meetings, and students can be exempt from classroom activities that violate their religious beliefs. Schools will also be required to display the Bill of Rights. Critics say the amendment is redundant because the U.S. Constitution already protects freedom of religion. They expect it will spark lawsuits and create other complications.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Pham. Thanks for listening to our 2012 primary election coverage. We have much more election coverage online at kbia.org.